How to Balance Your Life, written by James O'Loughlin and read by James O'Loughlin. A lot of people are dissatisfied with their work-life balance. They think they spend too much time working and not enough time enjoying the other things life has to offer. Many want more time with their families. On weekdays, they see their kids only during a rushed, busy breakfast time, and then again after work when they snatch some more hurried, tired moments in the window that opens when they get home and closes when they go to bed. And yet, while many are dissatisfied, a far smaller number actually do anything to try and change their work-life balance. It is this discrepancy between a seemingly high rate of dissatisfaction and a low rate of action to change things that has motivated the writing of this book. If so many of us feel that our lives are not properly balanced, then why aren't more of us using our intelligence and imagination, which we employ every day in our jobs to benefit our employers and clients, to improve our own lives? Some people don't know how to go about altering their work-life balance or feel that there is actually nothing they can do to change it. Others may suspect that there are changes they can make, but are dragged away from focusing on them by the continual need to cope with whatever crisis each day throws up. Humans are very good at accepting the status quo, particularly if it is not that unpleasant. If you have a job, a home, enough to eat and drink, and a bit of free time in which to go for a walk, watch a DVD, or play with your children, it's tempting to think that you are lucky. And you are. Hundreds of millions of people have it a lot worse. But that's no reason not to try and make things even better.